One thing the government has done since its inception is generate data. Thanks to recent efforts like the Data Act, the pace of generating new data is accelerating. Creating it is one thing. Figuring out how to make use of data, that's something else again. The Small Business Administration, for one, has been linking spending data to performance to make more informed, evidence-based decisions about program spending. Federal News Radio's David Thornton has been checking into this, and he joins me now. David, tell us more about what SBA is up to.
So using data to inform performance management was a topic of discussion at the PIO CFO Summit this week in D.C., and Tim Gribben was there. He's the chief financial officer at the Small Business Administration. And he said the SBA saw a synergy between performance management and program evaluation. So they decided to create the central evaluation unit in the CFO's office because they wanted to know what exactly they were getting for their money.
So this is dollars that they are expending on the various SBA programs like the loan guarantees and so on that they have across their portfolio.
Right, and they want to see how much of a return on investment they're getting on these programs.
Interesting how you would measure return on investment, because usually programs are measured by did we get all the money out and how many people do we serve, how many small businesses, how many veterans, and so forth. So tell us more about what it is they're trying to accomplish here.
Well, so what they want to accomplish is they want to see how much of a return they're getting for every dollar and use that kind of evidence to determine which programs are more successful than others. If you're putting out, say, $15 and you're getting a return of $20, that's not as successful as when you're, say, putting out $5 and getting a return of $20. So they're using this evidence to see which programs are more successful.
Okay, and how did they go about creating this unit?
So the first step, Gribben said, was they created a learning agenda. They started with their strategic plan and worked their way down. They wanted to figure out what it was they wanted to know. And so they wrote out all these questions, and those are the questions that they're using this data to answer. And Gribben said this was a necessary step to changing the outlook at the SBA.
So it sounds like they're trying to use this methodology, when you say change the outlook, to change people's outlook on how they approach programs.
Well, not just that, but the way the program offices view these evidence-based decisions.
Got it.
They were getting a little bit of pushback at first. The program offices were suspicious. They were seeing this as a way to justify cutting budgets. What Gribben said was they didn't see the benefits that these evidence-based decisions could just as easily justify new actions or new directions for a program as justifying cutting the budget. So what they did was they started offering programs money to perform these evaluations. The first year, Gribben said they got more proposals than they could fund, and they were able to pick the best of them. But even programs that didn't get picked began to see the benefits, and so they started setting aside their own money to begin performing these evaluations.
So leadership at SBA created almost like a revolving fund, it sounds like, to give to the different program managers so that they would have resources to carry out these evaluations.
Right. It was kind of an incentive to get them to start doing it and so that they would begin to see the benefits.
Yeah, in some ways, it reminds me of the Managing Government IT Act, which provided seed money for agencies to begin modernizing their systems, and then they would pay back the agency or OMB with what they saved. Not quite the same thing, but the idea was seed money to be able to do something to move your program off the mark.
Right. It's a similar concept.
All right. So now it seems like they've got it inculcated in their program people a little bit.
Yeah. So Gribben said the success came from creating this community of practice. It was a key to changing the entire culture at the SBA, and that's why this program has done so well.
And SBA, of course, is a relatively small independent agency. Do you think that this right. is going to spread to governments, to some of the departments like HHS or some of the big multi-component, multi-bureau situations?
It will, but it's going to take time. So another panelist at this summit was Peter Warren, the Associate Director of the Office of Management and Budget. And he said there's not a very consistent baseline for this kind of evidence-based evaluation yet across the government, but they're trying to bring more rigorous use of metrics to bear so that they can expand these programs. One of the reasons they're doing this is the president's management agenda identified data, accountability, and transparency as a key driver of transformation. And they're trying to use that to improve both IT modernization projects and employee engagement in low-performing agencies. So this is something that Nancy Potok, the chief statistician of the United States and the chief of statistical policy at OMB, said, was that budgets are going to keep tightening, And if agencies can't show that their programs are producing, it's going to get harder to justify funding them.
Yeah, so this really goes back about three administrations, this whole idea of tying performance to program management to budget, trying to tie that all up into some kind of cogent approach to managing programs and which ones, you know, get fed and which ones they let starve.
Right. It has been a long-term process.
All right. So we'll see more of it, I guess, when they get better at it, and hopefully it'll scale to some nirvana time in the future, huh?
Hopefully so.
Federal News Radio's David Thornton, thanks so much.
Thank you.